Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. You guys, it's mid-June, and hockey has finally ended. I don't want to talk about it, but that means it's time for baseball season, which means it's time for baseball cap season. Baseball caps are disgusting. You guys are never washing them. I know you. And today, I have a very special guest with a very, very special baseball cap. Mike Toole is here to talk about your disgusting baseball caps. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good.
I'm a little soggy, actually.
Yes.
It's pouring rain. I just got back from L.A. last night. I'm exhausted. I'm sulking because the Bruins lost. By the time you guys hear this, you'll be like, the who?
Yeah, welcome back. I feel like that happens whenever you come back from anywhere. Miserable experience at an airport, and you're like, why do I live here?
I know. I really did not want to come back, and I definitely did not want to come back and record two podcasts in one day, so I'm so tired. I'm going to do my very best, you guys. If my energy level sounds a little low, it's because I'm really, 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 really tired and in deep mourning for my beloved Boston Bruins, but I do really love talking about gross baseball caps, so I think by the time we get into the meat of the episode, I will be like revved up and ready to go. Before we get into it, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat by becoming an Ask a Clean Person the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. We have missed literal mystery chips for Chip Chat today.
I'm excited.
I'm really excited about the literal mystery chips. I'm also really, really excited to see this hat in the wild.
Are you ready?
I think I am ready. Actually, before you show it to me, why don't you tell the listeners the story of this hat? Because I've known about this hat since I think 2016.
Yeah, I think a friend of mine tweeted you a picture of it, maybe.
And then you tweeted a picture of me. You'd found an old article I'd written about cleaning baseball caps. And, like, you tweeted a photo of me of this hat. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. it's embarrassing. Really bad. I shouldn't be here.
Yeah. And then, actually, it may have even been before that. But then it's also been brought up on this show before. Like, this hat legendary in, like, my orbit.
Yeah. I actually had, long time ago in the beginning of Facebook, I started its own Facebook page. And it actually had, like a lot of strangers, people I didn't know were in it. It was really weird.
The internet is so weird. Yeah. Okay, when did you buy this hat?
I think it was 2000. It's either 99 or 2000.
Oh, my God. So it's like literally a 20-year-old hat.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Tell the people what kind of hat it is.
I mean, I haven't worn it. It's a Mets hat.
Okay.
And I haven't.
You guys, just for the record, if it was a Yankees hat, he wouldn't be here.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, it got pretty gross probably within, I guess maybe when you saw it, it was in the maybe only 15. But that's kind of when I stopped really wearing it. I think the last time I wore it, I took it out of retirement when the Mets were in the World Series in 2015, that run up to that World Series. That was the last time I actually put it on my head.
Okay.
But yeah, I've had it for forever. And I used to, I wore it back in my mid-20s when, I just wore a baseball hat. I had a job where I could just wear whatever I want, so I wore this hat everywhere. I wore it when I was running. I wore it playing football, and really just a bunch of places. And it was always sweaty. And I think the picture that you saw was after, that might have been what killed it. It was after I'd moved, and a bunch of friends of mine were helping me move, and it was just a hot, gross day. And my friend took a picture of it at lunch afterwards, and it was just in its just slimiest, smelliest, turning greenest It's really bad. And then, like, I think when my after my daughter was born and she started crawling around, and at one point she was close to it, and I was like, I can't. I'm afraid to take this through airport security. Like, I can't let my kid touch it. So it went into storage.
That's amazing. One of the things about it, and actually, like, it's good because I'm going to talk about this thing that happens. But one of the things that I noticed most about it, I mean, first of all, it looked soggy. Like,
it always feels damp.
Yeah.
There's always a dampness. It's wet today outside. I didn't wear it here. I did my backpack and it stayed fairly dry, but it will feel wet. Yes.
So, yeah, it had this sort of like permanently damp appearance, mm-hmm. but it also had the salt ring.
Yes, it has a permanent stain.
Yeah. Which actually is not a stain. It's
mold.
It's worse. No, it's not mold. It's not
anthrax.
Mold. It's anthrax. No, it's bad. We're going to talk about it because
okay.
It's like it'll help to save hats of the future.
Okay.
It's a goner. Okay, let me see this
All
thing.
Right.
You guys, I've not seen this thing.
Here's the Chernobyl hats.
Oh my God.
Yep.
It is green.
I know, I told you. I told you.
Oh my,
do you want to put a mask on?
I mean, I want to touch it. I want to smell it.
Yeah.
Because fearless journalism happens on this show.
I know.
But yeah, I feel like that's also just a really bad idea.
It's like sticky and wet.
All right. I'm gonna have to touch this.
Right,
this
is, yeah.
Oh, God.
I should have brought some hand sanitizer.
I know. I actually thought I was like, I should pack my like household. Wow. Yeah. It really is like, it does have a slimy, slimy feel to it.
It's a happy fun ball. Like, do not touch happy fun ball.
It actually doesn't smell that bad. No. This is journalism, you guys. It doesn't smell that bad.
I think I may have washed it before I went to that one Mets game. So it has been washed in the last 5 years.
I mean, it's really a beaut.
Yeah. I mean, I
love a broken
The thing was, it fit so well. Like, at the time, I just had trouble finding a good hat that fit.
Okay.
It was either like, it was, you know, a fitted hat. You know, it's always had like, it was either too small or too big. And
right.
It was just like, I'd buy it and I'd be like, this doesn't fit. And this just fit. So I wore it. All the time.
Yeah. I have the same problem because I have a teeny tiny baby hat. Huge brain. Mm-hmm. You guys, just for the record, enormous brain. But teeny tiny little baby head. And so hats never fit me. Like, I don't think I have my socks cap in my bag because I took it out last night when I got home. I was wearing it on the plane, like just a full-on mass hole. I literally tap on my JetBlue screen, like put the hockey game on, go into my bag, take out my hat, put it on. Like, I was like, I'm Jolie Kara's here.
Were you on the plane for the whole game?
No, I landed. I landed when it was 2-0. I landed during the first part of the second period.
Oh, okay.
And or maybe about halfway through the second period, and then I got in the car and I put it on like the NBC Sports app, and so I saw the third goal, and then I turned it off. As one of my little Tinder boyfriends was texting me like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "I'm not okay." And I turned it off after the third goal, and then he texted again. He was like, "Are you still watching?" And I was like, "No, I turned it off. I can't stand it. I'm going to throw myself out the car window." And he was like, "Okay, that's probably good." And I was like, please tell me it's not 4-0. He's like, "I will not tell you that then."
Yeah, it was kind of anticlimactic.
It was bad. It was a bad night for Jolie. I was all plain drunk.
Yeah.
I was very, very angry. I was all riled up.
It's such a good kind of drunk, though, until the end.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, every drunk, but that's for plain drunk, it seems especially.
Yeah. And I was all emotional because I'm working on this really, really hard story. And like, it was just like a perfect storm of like bad things happening to me. But I don't have my Red Sox cap here today because I like hung it up with my keys when I walked in last night. And I didn't throw it back in the bag this morning. But I can't buy the fitted ones because they'll just like envelop my entire head. So I always have to have the little like dinky, like, you know, snap
plastic strap. Yeah.
And it's always on like the second to last, like big, there's a big hunk of plastic just like dangling at the end. It's very humiliating being me, guys. However, one good thing about being me is that I do know how to clean baseball caps. So let us talk about baseball caps. I'm going to have you read this question that we got via Twitter. This is actually funny because it happened, right when I was doing the planning It's the one from Diane. Right when I was doing the planning for this episode, I'd tweeted out, like, I was like, I'm doing my summer planning. Like, what topics do you guys want me to cover? And Mike and I already knew that we were going to do this. And someone tweeted at me and was like, you'll hear what it is. And I was like, Mike, it's happening. Okay, so read Diane's question.
So Diane on Twitter, baseball caps. My husband's caps are all sweaty and gross, and my son's are just dirty from falling on mud or the bottom of the car and then being stepped on.
Okay, I got help. I want to, before we talk about like the actual operation of cleaning a baseball cap, I want to talk about the stain stuff first. Because there are actually some important things to know about the common stains that happen on baseball caps. And I love this question from Diane because it hit two of the big ones, which is sweat and mud and dirt. So the good news is sweat, mud, dirt, grass are all protein stains. So you're going to treat any one of those with the exact same product. You're going to use your enzymes, your Zout, your crud cutter sports stain remover. I feel like for the ball cap, you got to go with the KKSSR. Like, keep it in the sporting family.
Yeah.
But Zout is great, too. With baseball caps, this is like what you guys know. I'm always like on you not to overuse your laundry products. I'm constantly screaming like, don't overdose your detergent. And I don't want you to overdose detergent with baseball caps. But I will allow you to do a heavy spray on ball caps of your pre-treatment products. So you can like get pretty wild with spraying the hat down pretty thoroughly. Make sure obviously you're getting the inside of the cap as well as the outside of the cap. Give it like a pretty good spray with the Zout, the crud cutter, sports stain remover. That's what you're going to use for the sweat, the dirt, grass, which is like I think pretty common. I don't know if you're really rolling your head around in grass.
No,
but,
probably not.
Some people are. If I thought of it, it happens.
Probably, yeah.
One warning to give, however, is that if you are a person who uses sunscreen on your forehead, the back of your neck, the top of your ears, which you should be, please yes. do that. Don't forget the top of your ears. My best friend loves to tell me this horror story. He grew up in Florida, like so full stop horror story. One of his dad's friends, they were linemen, and so they were outside all the time. And one of his friends got skin cancer on the top of his ear and had to have the top of his ear lopped off.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I've been there. Like, usually, well, I also realized.
Yes, you're very fair.
Yes, I am. Yes.
And I tan like a bitch.
Well, whenever I do put suntan lotion on or sunblock, it's like, what did I forget? Like, which part of my body did I forget this time? And it's usually the ear. Sometimes, like, the inside of the ears get burned.
Oh, my God.
But then I also, like, when I started going bald in the back, like, my first clue, because I don't see it. Like, I never looked back there. You don't feel it going bald. And I was like, oh, why does that hurt?
That.
And then I realized, like, oh, dipshit, you're going bald.
Oh,
like,
no. Oh, God, that's so sad.
Like, why didn't anybody tell me?
Because it's not the kind of thing that you say.
No, well, PSA now. Yeah. If you see people that start to go bald, like, sunblock on the bald spot.
Excuse me, sir. You need some sunblock up there. Okay, so the sunscreen warning is this. Sunscreen, most sunscreens, not all of them, but most of them, contain an ingredient called avobenzone. Avobenzone is a bitch, stain-wise. You cannot use oxygen bleach, and you cannot use chlorine bleach. Not that you would chlorine bleach a cap, because you'd have to have an all-white baseball cap, which I don't think most people have.
Yeah.
So most people are not really going to be using chlorine bleach on it, which is fine, but I just say
that's for the Wimbledon show.
Yeah, right, exactly. But the loss of the oxygen bleach, so the OxyClean, the Clorox, OxyMagic, all that, it hurts me deeply in my heart. Because it's actually a great thing to use for long soaking baseball cap, which we're going to get into in the second segment. But if you're a person who uses sunscreen and you know it's very likely going to be on your baseball cap, skip the OxyClean. Okay, there's my sunscreen PSA.
Got it.
Here is another thing. This probably does not happen to you. This very definitely happens to me because I am a makeup girl. I always have makeup on the inside of my ball caps. And it is disgusting because it's like brown and it just looks gross and it bothers me. So when I wash my baseball caps, I generally don't use an enzyme because I generally don't need it. Because like I'm not really like wearing my baseball caps when I'm sweating. Like I don't generally wear them to right. the gym, and you know that's not really.
I stopped doing that once this happened to this hat. I realized that was a bad idea to sweat constantly in my hat.
I mean, it's fine as long as you like wash it.
Right.
Which... I mean, the other thing is like, if you're prone to acne and you're like sweating all the time in a baseball cap and then you keep putting it on, like yeah. Your whole like forehead is gonna break right. out too. So that's like another thing. But then the makeup thing, for those stains, treat it with rubbing alcohol. You guys know, I feel like maybe I haven't talked about this in a while, but I buy my rubbing alcohol in spray bottles and I love it. I think it's just like the most genius thing for stain removal. So I just like spray the inside of the brim like really, really well with rubbing alcohol before I wash my ball caps. You can also use makeup remover.
Hmm.
Yes, just, you know, makes sense.
Good to know.
Makeup remover will work. Okay, one last stain thing. Food. It is not out of the realm of possibility that you guys are getting food stains on your baseball caps. Things happen. I think especially, like, a lot of times, I do this too. Like, I'll take a ball cap off and I'll sort of, like, hang it on my knee.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're, like, then eating a hot dog, you know, ketchup, mustard,
right.
relish, whatever. Shout is the thing for food stains. Very, very good on food stains. So if you need to pre-treat a cap before you wash it because it has some kind of stain, I just wanted to give you guys like the basic rundown. So for sweat and dirt, you're going to use your enzymes. For sunscreen, you're going to avoid using oxygen bleaches. For makeup, you're going to use rubbing alcohol. For food, you're going to use shout. Actually, I should say this. For the sunscreen thing, if there are sunscreen stains, they usually render as kind of like orangey, yellowy stains. And if you see that and you suspect that it's sunscreen, lemon juice and salt is a thing for that. Yeah. Okay. So let me see. This is actually, you know what? This is a good time for us to take a break and then we'll come back and I'll talk about hand washing versus machine washing. And you guys should be very, very excited because I'm going to rant at you. I've decided that I hate something and I'm going to just go ahead and say that I hate it. Because it's my show and I can't. So get excited for a yeah. Woo! Jolie's on one today. All right. So Meg and I will be right back with more about how to clean your gross hats. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Mike Toole. We've been talking about hats.
We have.
They're gross.
My gross hat specifically.
Yeah.
Yes, look at the inside.
I really love it.
Used to look like. Like somehow
it is remarkable.
Somewhere I have like an old photo of what it looked like when I first had it. It's really gross.
It's like a baby photo.
It is. It was born at Lids at the Monmouth Mall in New Jersey, I think. I think I had my frequent, you know, purchaser card or whatever it was. So I had lots of Lids, but this was the one.
Oh my God. Are you from Jersey?
Yeah.
I've discovered a terrible thing about myself this year. I started dating casually for the first time in my life, right? So I'm seeing all these different people. And I've discovered that I have like a weakness for men from Jersey.
Really?
It's really awful to learn about yourself at such an advanced age, too. Like, I'm going to really be grappling with this since well into my 80s, aren't I?
Yeah, it's a big, weird state. There's a lot of different Jerseys. It's like three or four different states, really. Like,
do you believe in Central Jersey?
Well, I always told people I was from Central Jersey
because
people said that I was from South Jersey, and I was like, no, I'm not. I get New York channels. I don't get Philly channels. I'm from North Jersey. And then, you know, like, no, you're
South.
You also
don't have that accent.
So then, right. And then so I'm like, all right, like, I'll take Central. Central's fine. Like,
okay.
We're kind of like by where, like, the Jersey Shore, like, starts, but
okay.
It's not very, it's not like Jersey Shore,
okay.
MTV Jersey Shore.
Okay.
I mean,
right.
Yeah. Don't I look like that?
Yeah. Very much so.
I look
so,
like
yes.
I grew up on the beach.
Alrighty, let us talk about how to actually clean one of these baseball caps. Best thing to do, best thing to do is the hand wash, the Jolly Care Long Soak. The good thing about hand washing a baseball cap is that all hand washing is basically pretty easy. But unlike hand washing clothes, hand washing a baseball cap is like basically entirely hands-off experience for you guys. And the other great thing is that hot water produces a particularly lovely shade of wash water. I would say, I know moms aren't supposed to have favorites. Obviously, we knew hockey water is my favorite of all the waters. I think hot water might be my second favorite.
Yeah.
It's really, really gnarly because it's got this combination of, human grossness, environmental grossness.
Yeah, there's a lot of nature in there.
It's really disgusting and gross. I really, really like the hot water. So if you do hand wash, then you can take a picture of the water. You can send it to me. Then you'll make me happy. Everyone wants Jolly to be happy.
I mean, it is kind of funny when you think about it's just not a part of our culture to wash a hat.
Yeah.
Even though you wear a shirt for 5 hours and you throw it in the laundry.
Of course.
But a hat, it's on your disgusting sweaty head all the time.
Yeah.
With hair and what else.
Yeah. I mean, also you guys, your hair is gross. You know, it's oily. There's dead skin. There's product.
Yeah.
Especially if you're from Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So the hand washing of the hat is really, really simple. So I generally like an OxiClean soak, except if you've got that sunscreen thing going on. So Oxy is a thing that you have to dissolve it in warm to hot water to kind of activate it. And actually with hats, you generally want to soak them in warm water. Cold water is fine. You're just going to get a little bit extra stain removal oomph if you use the warm water. So you're going to dissolve a little bit of Oxy, a half a scoop of Oxy will be more than enough, plus some detergent. I super, super, super wicked recommend Tide Ultra Stain Release. I think it's, one, just an amazing detergent. And when you're talking about a hat that's probably got multiple different kinds of stains on it, the Tide Ultra Stain Release is going to be a really good thing to treat all of those. You can, of course, always pre-treat your stains with your stain remover before it goes into the long soak. So you can layer your product. It's a 10-step skincare routine. You layer your products. And then you're just going to throw the hat in the water and detergent solution, and you're going to let it soak. That is literally all. Put it in. You're probably going to have to, swish it around a little bit to get it fully impregnated with the water solution. I love using that word on this show,
that's
by the way.
Good.
But then it can just hang. You don't need to do anything to it. So as for where to perform this operation, usually the sink is the best place for it. Please clean the sink before the hat goes in. Please also clean the sink after the hat comes out. I feel like sometimes I forget to tell you guys the importance of cleaning the sink after the long soak, but you really got to do that. To clean a sink, just spray it down with water, maybe a little all-purpose cleaner, wipe it out. A little dish soap can wipe it out. That's all there is to cleaning a sink. This is not you don't need to be bleaching things and blah, blah, blah. But do clean the sink out. If you don't want to do it in the sink, a bucket is a good place for this. If you have a utility sink, that's fine. Basically any vessel that can hold water and soap and the hat.
I think I did put this in a bucket once, I think, a long time ago.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
Bucket's satisfying in a weird way.
But I think it was just it wasn't any fancy. It was just regular laundry detergent, so it didn't do very much.
Okay. Laundry detergent should...
Yeah, I think this hat is just past the point of no return.
It's just giving up.
I mean, you might be able to do something to it, but it's it's really bad.
Okay, so you're going to do the long soak. I would recommend 2 hours as a minimum. Really, overnight is kind of ideal for this. You just want to let it hang out and kind of release all its toxins. It's like a sauna for the hat. I like how this has become a spa day experience. After it's had its soak, take it out of the wash water, take a photo of the wash water, send the photo of the wash water to Jolie. And then you're just going to rinse the hat really well. You can rinse it under cool running water, or you can refill the sink and with clean water and like swish it around in the clean water, sort of like just judge how sudsy it seems when it's coming out. You do want to rinse it really, really well, because if there's leftover soap residue, it will create like a dingy appearance on the hat. So you don't want that. The other thing that can happen is not rinsing out detergent and like your OxiClean and all that stuff. If you have sensitive skin, it can lead to skin irritation. So rinse it really well, then reshape it and just let it air dry. One really good way to rehat, like if you have a floppy hat, like Mike's hat is a floppy hat. My socks caps are all floppy hats, meaning they're not like super, super structured. I'm sure that there are terms for this that I don't know because I'm not cool enough.
Well, now like the hats are all, they're very, the straight brim. Like I feel like you can't, like I'd be afraid to change the, to get that wet, because I feel like that's, people are very into having it straight and like the high front and like.
I'm going to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah. You can get those wet. What you don't want to do with those ones is you don't want to do the next thing I'm going to talk about, which is machine wash them. So if you have a structured hat, hand washing is the way you basically have to go, because what you can do is you can submerge it and just let it sit in its natural form in the solution, and then you can rinse it without it being overly handled. But one thing when you're drying a hat that can be really helpful in terms of reshaping it, especially if it's a floppy hat, is to ball up a hand towel and put it inside the hat.
Oh.
It's like a head mannequin.
Yeah,
you know.
Smart.
Yeah. The other thing that's going to do is that's going to help to absorb the water and help it dry faster. So let the thing air dry. If you want to dry it faster, put it near an open window, put it near a fan. That will help. Do be careful about not putting it in direct sunlight if fading is a thing you care about. So fading is not a thing Mike cares about. This hat is also a thing that Mike does not care about, although you do care about it.
Oh, yeah. Don't say that. I care for it deeply. Like a friend of mine once, like I think when the Mets were really bad, a friend of mine was like, he's like, I think you have to burn the hat. Like you have to sacrifice it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I was like, I can't. Well, one, that's environmentally not sound. Because God knows what it would do. But also, like, it's every time I've moved in the last 20 years, like, I'm like, especially the last, like, few years, I'm like, should I get rid of it? And it's just hard. It's like it's a piece of me, you
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a beloved childhood blankie.
Yeah. A disgusting childhood blankie.
Yeah. I mean,
although it's not from my childhood, it's from my 20s, which is kind of sad, but.
Well, that sort of is your childhood.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so ball up hand towel, don't dry it in direct sunlight if fading is the thing you care about. That is your hand wash solution. It's very, very, very easy.
Definitely no dryer, right?
No dryer.
Yeah.
Definitely no dryer. Which brings us right into machine washing. You can absolutely machine wash a ball cap. If you have a very structured ball cap, do not machine wash it. The agitation of the machine is just going to like bang it around. It's probably going to bend the bill, the brim. Why don't I know
brim,
this term?
I think the brim, I guess.
The brim, yeah.
I guess.
And so I would avoid that if it's a very structured hat, or if it's like, even if it's like a kind of fashion-y hat that you care about. The other thing is, if you have a hat that's embellished, so meaning like if you have one of those like hashtag drunk, do you know these hats that I'm talking about?
I think like.
I like call them like the housewives hats.
Like rosé all day hats.
Rosé all day hats.
Yeah.
That has like sequins on
Sunday
it.
Sunday fun day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should not be machine washed, because the embellishments will get banged around.
You
got to
dry
machine.
Clean your sequins, don't you?
No. Actually, you can hand wash those. Actually, sequins, you don't dry clean sequins.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You don't know this?
No.
How do you handle your sequins, Mike?
Well.
No, actually, you know how you clean sequins? You just wipe them clean with a damp, sudsy rag.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how you clean sequins. Just with the grain, though, so that you don't disturb the the embroidery or the stitching of the sequins in.
Oh, okay. That's good to know, because my daughter has a bunch of...
I feel like you're right at like
sequins and glitter.
Age.
Glitter's
a
whole... Have you done a glitter show yet?
We're doing the glitter show this afternoon, actually.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Does she have the ones where you flip up the
yes,
sequins?
Yeah.
Those are really big.
Whenever one of her friends, like she's in kindergarten, so whenever like they wear them to school, like they all just immediately go to them and like start just rubbing them up and down. And the kid's just like, yeah, do it. I don't care.
Yeah. A friend of mine, one of her daughters has one of those backpacks and was like, she was like, Julie, how do I clean this thing? And I was like, oh, you're going to love this one. I was like, damp, sudsy rag. She was like, that's all. I was like, that's all. She's like, I love it when it's easy. I was like,
yeah.
I know. I'm here for you. Okay, so the machine washing, cold water, delicate cycle. You don't need to use a mesh bag for this one. Usually when I'm like talking about cleaning something that's a little offbeat in the machine, I'm like, use your mesh bag. You actually don't even need that for this operation.
Actually, my wife has one of those and she wouldn't let me put the hat in there.
I don't blame her.
No, I don't blame her either. I don't.
Not because there's, I mean, it would come clean. But psychologically, she would be like, I then have to put my,
I know
like,
where this has been.
I have to, like, put my nice underwear in this right. thing afterwards, yeah. and I can't do it. Like, yeah.
No, I get it.
There's, like, a whole thing that we talk about on this show, like, the difference between, like, actually clean and psychologically clean. Like, like you can't bleach your brain. You know
right.
where something has
yeah.
been. Yeah. So that's your machine washing instructions. One thing I would say, however, is that if you have one of the washing machines with the center agitator, I would be reluctant to machine wash a hat in that kind of environment because the fins on the center agitator can cause the hat to get misshapen. It can sometimes even cause tearing. Probably not going to happen, but like, if it's a hat you really care about, I would just say, out of an abundance of caution, don't do the machine, do the long soak. And then you get the wash water.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then air dry. No, don't machine dry. Air dry, and you can use that towel trick too. Okay. Here comes my rant. I've decided that I'm just going to admit to you guys that I hate the whole wash the ball caps in the dishwasher thing. In my early work, when I was a more benevolent clean person, I was more like, if you want to, you can. Here are the pros. Here are the cons. You do you. This is the 70s. We're very free to be you and me about things. Like, blah, blah. And I still do believe that because, like, you guys know I'm a bicentennial baby and free to be you and me runs through my veins. And I really believe that philosophy. Do you? I'm not here to dictate. But I really fucking hate the dishwasher thing. I'm going to tell you two reasons why. First of all, I think it's too hot.
Okay.
Here's my hot take.
Okay.
Dishwashers are too hot.
Here we go. You're going to get canceled.
I'm going to start dropping F-bombs. The whole thing's going to come out in a Boston accent. I'm going to start licking people. I think it's too hot. And even if you use the top rack, which if you are going to do the dishwasher thing, which I just don't want you to do, you have to use the top rack because the heating element in dishwasher, I'm screaming. Ooh, let me reel it back. The heating element in a dishwasher is on the bottom of the the unit. So you have to use the top rack so that you don't run the risk of having two things happen because of the too high heat. The first is that the material can pucker and shrink up a little bit, which will like ruin the whole appearance of the hat. This is especially true if you have a wool hat. The other thing that can happen is that a lot of baseball caps have plastic parts.
Right.
And the plastic
can melt.
Which
you can actually see it's coming out.
Yeah, it's coming out. It's like a turtle coming out of
its
shell.
You can see the insides.
The plastic can melt. The other reason, and like, you know, look, again, this is up to you. It's your dishwasher. I don't have to come to your home and eat off the plates that have gone through the dishwasher alongside your disgusting Mets caps. I hope. So this is really up to you. And like, you have to decide if you think this is gross. I think it's gross.
Yeah. People have, like, way back when, people were like, let me just run it through the dishwasher. Because I didn't have a dishwasher because I live in this godforsaken city. Yeah, it's just, like, to me, I was like, I don't want food on my hat and vice versa. Like, I don't know what's in this hat. You
right.
don't want it on your plates or
yeah.
anything else.
Yeah. And, like, the reality is that you're not going to end up with food on the hat. And the heat from the cycle is hot enough to kill any germs that are, like, coming out during the wash cycle, and I mean that's the science of it. Like I have to be honest with you guys that like science wise it's not gross, but it's just fucking gross.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. Don't do it.
I also came from a family with my mom with the dishwasher was not like we didn't really rinse things off. Like we just like if you had like a half eaten hamburger, like it ended up in the dishwasher. So I think maybe that's part of it. Like things would just come out and be like, this none of this is clean. We have to like run it again.
So maybe
that's why I thought it was so gross.
Oh, that's so interesting.
I hope my mom won't listen to this, but if anybody does,
I mean,
that
I'm
knows
gonna
my
tell
mom,
her.
Don't tell her, please.
I'm gonna call her.
She knows. We talk about our we usually go through all of the go through the cabinets and fridge to see what's expired and how long.
Ooh.
Take bets on what year it was.
I actually did a thing. I forget when it was. Sometime last year, I think, where I had people take photos of like their very long expired things that they were finding, and there were some crazy old ones.
It's like, always like spices are the. Are
there were a lot
ones.
Of spices. There was a lot of like I heard there was like a bottle of Windex from the 60s. Like, it's like that doesn't work, by the way.
A friend of mine had like his mom had like in the basement like a whole just like a closet full of just it was like a bomb shelter. And she just never went through it. And there was stuff from like, I don't think it was the 80s, but it was close. Like,
wow.
Yeah. And like canned food. So it means it's been there for a really long
really
time.
Yeah. It's just so gross. I know what kicked it off. I know when it was. It was this year or the end of last year. I went home for Christmas and the 2 days before I was cooking Christmas dinner. And I was making the grocery list and I was like, Daddy, do we have pie crust in the freezer? Because I am or was an avowed not pie crust maker because I have no facility with a rolling pin.
Mm-hmm.
I can make the dough, no problem, but I can't roll it out. So I always use pre-made pie crust and I'm like loud and proud about it. And he was like, oh yeah. Joel's like, yeah, of course. So Christmas morning, or I guess Christmas Eve morning, I was going to make the pies. And I go into my parents' refrigerator is, every time I open it, I'm like, are you guys really sure that we're related? It is, I don't know how they live.
Yeah.
But I know how I got this way. Complete reaction to my parents. They're very clean, you guys. Their refrigerator is just insane.
Yeah.
It's the refrigerator of crazy people. So I go into the freezer and like, I guess this is my bad for not checking. I should have known, but I go in and I take out the frozen pie shell and it had expired in like 2014.
That's good.
And I'm just screaming up the stairs, Daddy! Get out of here!
And also that's a big box. That's taking up a lot of real estate in there.
So much real estate. I was just like, how has this been in here this long? And then it turned into a whole Christmas crisis because in Boston, no grocery stores are open on Christmas Eve day.
Yeah.
I found out. Huh. I don't know how that's possible.
That's weird.
But like,
yeah.
So we literally could not. We were calling every grocery store in like the greater Boston area. And finally, I was just like, I'm going to have to make this goddamn pie crust from scratch. And my dad was like, no problem. Like, you know, and I was like, oh, you say that now, Daddy. Just you wait. And I was like, I'll make you a deal. I was like, this is your fault. So
you take the first bite.
No, I go, I'll make the dough, but you're rolling the thing out. Oh. So I made him do the bad part of it. And it was like, like my dad are both very, very intelligent and highly educated people, but it really was just like a full comedy of errors.
It's hard. I made the mistake of offering like 2 Easters ago to try and make pierogies, and
it was
my wife came home and she's like, what's wrong? And I'm just like, don't talk to me. But then she actually, of course, like started helping and then like made everything better and immediately, and they were actually pretty good, but I was ready to like, you know, beat something with a rolling pin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real. It's real. On that note, we're wrapped up. I think I've done all the things. I've ranted.
All right.
We've seen this hat. I really love this hat. So what's going to happen to the hat?
I don't know. I know you said you wanted to do experiments on it, but I don't know if I want to donate it to science.
I don't
just
think
yet.
You should. I think you should get a shadow box for it, and I think you should
call the Smithsonian, see what their process is.
I really like that.
I don't know.
Maybe
I mean,
like the Costume Institute.
Yeah. I mean, like, it is. I think it's like always like a thing. The only reason I keep it, I was like, oh, once we actually move to a real house and not just like a tiny apartment, like, you know, I'll have somewhere to put it. Like,
right.
But what I'm like, I don't know what, like, where. Like, I think I'm thinking I'm going to move to like a 70s house with a bar in the basement. And, but. I don't know. It's something. It's disgusting. It's.
I love it. I deeply admire
it's
it.
It's wet. It's.
I vote that you get a shadow box and that you entomb it.
Yeah.
And display it proudly in your future mic cave.
I think I will. I guess I have to.
That's my advice.
Even like, I mean, the what do we call it? The brim?
The brim
is, I mean, it's actually broken. The bill or the brim?
Both. Interchangeable?
Yeah, probably.
I think so.
Like, it's actually snapped.
Oh.
In this part, so it's very misshapen. But yeah, I mean, it fit well. It worked for me for a long time.
Well, Godspeed, fair maiden.
Yeah. I'm glad you got to see it in person.
I'm really happy I got to see it in person. All right, you guys, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast, Spotify, or iTunes. Leave a rating. You guys, smash that ratings button. I also want you to tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. Even more so, I want you to forcibly subscribe them to Ask a Clean Person the podcast. No consent required, just in this one area of life. And of course, thanks to you guys, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.